We bring in now Matt Welsh. He's the editor-in-chief of Reason magazine and co-author of the Declaration of Independence, How Libertarian Politics Can Fix What's Wrong with America. Republican strategist Kellyanne Conway. And also bringing back Mark Lamont Hill, professor at Columbia University and HuffPost Live, obviously. Matt Welsh, you know, I hear all these stories every night now. Simple little stories. That guy's not going to get this money back. He's not one of these furloughed employees who normally, you know, at the end of the day will get a check. He gets nothing. He just loses his business.
I am as objectively pro-Barr as anybody sitting at this table, but I don't think the object of a federal government and spending is based on making sure that bars in New York are open. And I say this as someone who's against the government
shutdown.
But it's
about keeping the economy flowing at a time when the economy
flow
is beginning
based
to have
crash.
Well, of course it does.
The economy doesn't begin with the government being in business. That is not where the economy flows from. Again, I think the government should be open.
That's not wrong. The economy flows when people spend money.
True, but it, you know, it,
they're not spending money. You can't spend.
Washington D.C. Washington D.C., where I moved a year and a half ago, is absolutely flush. I've never seen a place gentrify quicker than D.C. I'm not sure that's good for the health of the country. And you could say right now D.C. is suffering. There's bars that are empty. Well, I'm not sure.
Good.
That's
good. I'm working, not drinking. We bring Kelly.
Well, the idea that John Boehner doesn't know a working man's face. He actually grew up above a bar as one of 14 children. And
right. Why doesn't he get into a bar with Barack Obama and do some business?
Because Barack Obama won't show up. I mean, look at your great interviews with President Clinton.
Yeah.
The real difference between now and 1995, I think, is who was president, frankly. You can't, Piers, you can't to John Harwood the other night say in the span of the same paragraph in an interview, I'm, quote, willing to negotiate with anybody on anything, and then say, by the way, we're not going to negotiate until we get past what I want them to do. To lead is to negotiate, as Peggy Noonan pointed out today, but, you know, not always to negotiate is to lead. But I believe the president needs to be more engaged here. He runs the risk of looking disengaged from the process, and it's somehow becoming some big argument between the Tea Party and the moderate Republicans. This is serious stuff, and
okay.
We need all branches all right. involved.
Mark Lamont Hill, as usual, you're shaking your head when Kellyanne Conway speaks. Here's the reality. I actually think the president is not a great negotiator, and he can be quite lofty and haughty about this kind of thing, and say, you know, let them all suffer and we'll win in the end. But at the same time, you know, I do think it is about the split in the Republican Party, isn't it? The Tea Party, led by Ted Cruz, has led all this from start to finish.
There's no doubt, and I've spoken to members of the House and Senate off the record. They've all essentially said the same thing, that John Boehner is operating out of fear here, and that people like Ted Cruz are, in a sense, hijacking the party. There's definitely a split between moderates and extremists in the party, and I agree that President Obama should be taking on more of the load for the Democrats, simply because he has the least to lose here. The more pressure that's put on the House and Senate, the more vulnerable the Democrats are in the 2014 elections. They could end up just as vulnerable as Republicans if they don't overplay their hand.
Okay.
But I disagree with that that earlier point, and this is the important point. President Obama should not be negotiating with John Boehner anywhere. The fact of the matter here is that Republicans are asking Barack Obama to unhinge his signature legislative accomplishment.
Yeah, but you say, okay, let me stop you. Let me stop you there. I think that's the wrong approach. I think he's got to sit down and negotiate. He just can't give in on Obamacare, would be what I would say. Get in a room and make it something else. Anyway, let me just get the three of you. I'm running out of time.
That's what they want, Piers.
I'm running out of time. Running out of time. I want a prediction very quickly. When's this going to end? Very quickly.
6 days.
October 17th or earlier.
Marlamont Hill?
October 17th.
No okay, doubt. To 17th. Thank you all very much indeed. Coming next, my interview with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Well, this is about President Obama and about Iran. Both will surprise you.